Today, we're talking about some university protests ending while others escalate, the latest ceasefire proposal between Israel and Hamas, controversial updates to what qualifies as discrimination, a Lion King prequel, and other top news for Wednesday, May 1st. Stay informed while remaining focused on Christ with the Pour Over today. Here's the quote of the day. Leave nothing unsettled that is eternal. Run no risk when your soul is at stake. J.C. Ryle. Let's get started with some espresso shots. Student protests are still in session, and universities are taking different approaches. Northwestern University and Brown University have both reached deals with protesters, agreeing to allow some level of student input on university investments in companies that support Israel in exchange for ending campus encampments. The University of Texas at Austin had officers in riot gear forcibly remove protesters again on Monday, making another 40 arrests. Columbia and Yale issued warnings that students would face suspension unless they disbanded. Yale's encampment dissipated. Columbia's did not. The tent encampment remains, and 40 protesters have now seized Hamilton Hall. Those students are facing expulsion. Columbia is also seeing counter-protests, students waving Israeli flags and signs that read, "Where are the anti-Hamas chants?" One Jewish student has sued the university for failing to provide a safe learning environment. Culturally hot topics like campus protests frequently make people think, speak, and act poorly, including us. We can respect others and represent God better if we are quick to listen and slow to speak. James 1, 19 and 20 says, "Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God." Israel and Hamas could again be on the verge of a ceasefire. While on his seventh Middle East trip since the October 7 attack, U.S. Secretary of State Blinken urged Hamas to accept an extraordinarily generous offer. As part of the deal, Israel will receive 33 hostages, 40 were previously requested, in exchange for a 40-day ceasefire and the release of about 900 Palestinian prisoners. Blinken also reiterated that Israel must do more to allow humanitarian aid into Gaza. Meanwhile, the International Criminal Court is reportedly preparing to issue arrest warrants for Prime Minister Netanyahu and other top Israeli officials, a move Israel says would be a morale boost for Hamas. Don't expect anyone to head behind bars. Neither the U.S. nor Israel recognize the ICC's jurisdiction, though most of Europe does. War and the evil it exposes are a terrible reminder that the world is not as it should be. Seek peace where you are and trust that the Lord will end all war in his perfect timing. Romans 12, 18 through 21 says, "If possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not avenge yourselves, because it is written, 'Vengeance belongs to me, I will repay,' says the Lord. Do not be conquered by evil, but conquer evil with good." The federal government is making some controversial updates to what qualifies as discrimination in offices and classrooms. Monday, in a 3-2 vote along party lines, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission updated its enforcement guidance. The federal agency says employers who won't use preferred pronouns, disallow bathroom use according to gender identity, and discriminate based on employees' abortion or contraception decisions violate harassment laws. Earlier this month, the Education Department finalized new Title IX rules prohibiting discrimination based on gender identity. Under the new school rules, misgendering and prohibition of gender identity-aligned bathroom use may qualify as discrimination. Both changes are facing pushback, mostly from conservatives. 9 red states sued the Biden administration Monday to block the Title IX rules scheduled to take effect in August, saying they're illegal and put young girls and women at risk. When discussing divisive topics such as gender identity and abortion, remember that both your position and your posture reflect on Christ. That means humbly loving and caring for transgender individuals, the unborn, single mothers, women who have received abortions, and everyone who passionately disagrees with you on these issues. Luke 6, 32 and 35 says, "If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. But love your enemies, do what is good, and lend, expecting nothing in return. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High."
Rob Wolf, a biochemist, New York Times bestselling author, and member of the Navy SEAL Resiliency Committee, started doing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu because, you know, he's clearly a slacker. When he told his trainers he felt depleted, they said he needed electrolytes, and Element was born. Element is a tasty electrolyte drink mix that gives you everything you need and nothing you don't, whether you're doing jiu-jitsu or listening to podcasts. That means a science-backed electrolyte ratio, 1,000 milligrams sodium, 200 milligrams potassium, 60 milligrams magnesium, and no sugar. With any order, Element is giving the Pour Over Today listeners a free 8-count sample pack. Try all your flavors and find your favorite. They offer no questions asked refunds, so it's truly risk-free. Try it today with the link in our show notes.
In other brews, here's a rapid round of updates. Former President Trump was fined $9,000 yesterday for criticizing witnesses or other participants in the hush money trial in online posts. The judge warned of possible jail time if Trump continued to violate a gag order. Trump says the judge is suppressing his free speech, posting online, "I am the only presidential candidate in history to be gagged." 4 officers were killed and 4 others injured while attempting to serve a warrant in Charlotte, North Carolina on Monday. The suspect, a 39-year-old man wanted for possession of a firearm by a felon, opened fire on the task force upon their arrival. The suspect, who police have confirmed was acting alone, was also killed in the exchange. More women are delivering babies the cesarean way. About 1 in 3 U.S. births in 2023 were C-sections, the highest rate since 2013, and well above the WHO's ideal 10-15%. Experts attribute the rising C levels to sicker patients, financial incentives for hospitals, and pregnancies post-C-section begetting more C-sections. Some see increased doula access as a potential solution. Snoop Dogg is barking for joy. The U.S. Drug Enforcement Association is reportedly moving to reclassify marijuana from a Schedule 1 drug, high potential for use like heroin, to a Schedule 3 drug, moderate to low potential for abuse like testosterone. Such a shift would recognize the leafy plant's medical uses, but stop short of legalizing recreational use. It's the backward circle of life. Disney's Lion King prequel, Mufasa, is coming to theaters near you in December. Voice actors include Seth Rogen, Donald Glover, Beyoncé, and her daughter Blue Ivy, with music by Lin-Manuel Miranda. On the small screen, Peacock said it's prepping for the Summer Olympics by raising plan prices by $2 a month starting in July. And that's all we have for today. Thanks so much for listening. If you're listening on the Apple Podcasts app, give us a 5-star rating and drop a review. If you're listening on Spotify, give us a follow and hit the notification bell to never miss a new episode. We appreciate your support and hope you have a great day. We'll see you on Friday.